The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Anything that any of you would like me to talk about?
How do you suggest we observe awareness?
How do you suggest we observe awareness? How do you observe awareness? It's kind of like trying to touch your elbow with your right elbow with your right hand. You kind of know you have an elbow, but you can't quite get to it. Or it's kind of like trying to observe. What happens if you try to look at what's behind your eyes? You know there's something behind your eyes, don't you? But can you look at it? What happens if you look at it? So I think awareness. What is awareness? It's a pretty palpable, powerful thing sometimes to be aware. But what is it, and how do you observe it? How do you know it? It's a good question. I wish I. It seems like I professionally know the answer. I've said here sometimes that awareness is not a thing. It's a composite. It's maybe a little bit like a rainbow. Does a rainbow exist? You know, in a certain kind of way, it kind of exists, but you better not chase after it, because it doesn't exist in that kind of way. Maybe awareness is a little bit like a rainbow. It's not like a single activity of the mind. There's knowing. The mind can know something. I can know that I'm not sure how to answer your question. So there's knowing of that. I can see you sitting there. There's seeing, hearing, there's feeling what's going on. I feel a little bit cold, so I can feel cold, and I can feel my concern for meeting you with your question. It's a good question, given especially what we do here. So there's all these things, I can know all these things. And then there's a sense that there's a field of awareness or consciousness in which it all occurs. And so that wider sense of a context or wider sense of a field or is something that I can sense and feel. But I don't know if it makes sense to turn towards it and look at it and observe it. And the fact that it's a feeling or a sense, does that make it something more than a rainbow? So, you know, it's possible to have feel awareness or attention. I mean, these words are kind of vague, right? What's attention? What's awareness? What's consciousness? Is it a unitary thing? Is it the harmonious functioning of many things working together? Andrea Fella, this last retreat I was teaching with her, someone asked about awareness, and she said and she referred to her teacher, Tejaniya. Someone asked him, what is awareness? And he said, the variable interaction between the five faculties. That's what awareness is. So five faculties are faith, energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. And so somehow, for him, those things come into play in different ways, and then awareness can shift. What awareness is and how we feel it shifts and changes too. Sometimes awareness feels very constricted, narrow. Sometimes it feels very expansive and open. Sometimes it feels like it's colored by mood or colored by what we're going on. Awareness kind of sees things through the lens of a certain mood or feeling. Sometimes awareness doesn't have much energy to it. It feels kind of dull. Sometimes it's very crisp and sharp. Sometimes awareness comes with kind of deep knowing and understanding. And sometimes awareness doesn't have any of it. So for him, the five faculties somehow define what awareness is. It doesn't quite work for me as a definition of awareness, but it certainly works for me as to represent the different things that can influence how we experience what we call awareness. But I don't know if awareness is a thing. So, to be aware. So when I use the word aware, many of the teachers use the word awareness. I think it's like a pointer to something, like just be mindful, pay attention, be present, be in the present moment with attention. And then as we do that, it deepens or get focused or stabilized in the present moment. Then what we call awareness or attention becomes stronger. At some point, it stands out in the highlight so that what we're aware of recedes from importance. It's not really that important what we're aware of anymore. What becomes important is a very strong sense that there is awareness, there's consciousness. And so then you can sometimes turn towards that strong feeling when it stands out in the highlight. But that's because it's kind of like there. But if you look at it too carefully, you can't quite turn towards it. You have to kind of like, maybe you can, but I don't know how to do it. Turn towards it and actually look at it. It's kind of like in the dark. If you're walking in the dark and if you want to see something, you kind of, apparently that light vision, you're better off looking a little bit to the side to see in the dark. So you kind of have to not look too, in the usual way, in the dark. You can't look and stare because then you don't see as well. But you have to kind of look, there's loose focus, and kind of look a little bit off the side of your eyes, and then more light comes in or something. So you can't try too hard. So a little bit like that, if you try too hard with awareness, if you look at it directly, I don't know. And I think it's been one of the great challenges of neuroscience, psychology, is to figure out what is consciousness. Because sometimes awareness and consciousness is used kind of synonymously. And I think no one's really, I don't think anybody's come up with a really good definition or understanding of what consciousness is that's agreed by everybody. There's all these different ideas of what consciousness is, and it's all these ideas of multiple functionings, of mental functionings that work harmoniously together. But as long as they work harmoniously together, there's a rainbow. But when things start breaking down in the brain, then consciousness, starts getting frazzled. I don't know. Sorry. You want to ask some more? Or why is it an important question? Sorry? Yeah, this morning, yeah. So you wouldn't have asked the questions if I hadn't made the big deal about it in the morning, kind of little dharmet that I did. Was that meaningful? How did you observe awareness then?
Well, my tendency is to approach awareness like you've been suggesting, which is with a light touch, just let it flow.
Yeah.
Follow it as it goes, and not worry too much about it. Just knowing that it's there and appreciating that it's there. I guess I wish when you spoke this morning, I was trying to appreciate it more, and got a little frustrated. I was trying to, so I decided to not do that anymore.
Good, that was wise. That was good. But are there times in your life when you're a little bit amazed by the very fact that you're aware?
Yes, I'm a little bit amazed by it. Yes,
it's kind of similar in my mind, at least. It's a little bit similar to when I'm amazed that I'm alive, because when I'm really amazed to be alive, the sense of being alive, whatever that is, it's not the sense of being aware or conscious, and that is close at hand or overlaps quite a bit. And but in order to have some sense of this, of awareness, of being alive, or you have to be in the present moment. So if you're still thinking about the high school prom, you know, caught up in that whole world, you probably, chances are, you're not really so fully present for what's really, you know, this bigger picture, the bigger context of our life. And same thing if we're caught up in self-preoccupation. It's hard to be aware of a larger context of it all. Or if we're caught up in fear about the future, what's supposed to happen, it's harder to get a sense. So, you know, we're limited then. And so the unlimited life, the unlimited sense of awareness or presence or life, the door to that is really in the present moment, to come in here. And then as that becomes stronger, then, you know, it's a lot of rainbows. It's kind of magical. Okay. So, here we are. I like the expression "here we are" because it's such so amazingly profound, and it's so ordinary, and so it's not to be fooled by a simple statement "here we are." That it's that doesn't mean anything. It means a lot. Here we are, and we share it together, sharing it our present moment. So it's interesting to. I've done a lot of cleaning in monasteries, temples, retreat centers, together with other people. And it's interesting to watch the mind and the awareness. What happens to your awareness? And what do you get caught up in? And can you clean in such a way that you're not caught up in your inner stories and dramas and concerns, but that you're present not only for what you do in a nice way, but so your awareness is a little bit in a relaxed way, more wider, more open. So you take in what's going on around you as well. And some of this goes on in this 15-minute cleaning we're going to do. It's a little bit of a dance, and you're participating in this bigger dance of all these people doing different things. And so how do we interact and go together? And what kind of awareness, what kind of attention do you have that is in the present moment but more open so that you have this wider context of the work that you do?